Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Relationship Marketing 101. Directions University at directionsu.com delivers passion-powered results for your life and business so that you can live the life of your dreams. Welcome to the show.
Well, welcome everyone to another great episode of Relationship Marketing 101 here on Blog Talk Radio. I am your host, Gina Gaudio-Graves, the Dean and Founder of Directions University at directionsu.com. I'm calling to you live this week from Shreveport, Louisiana, as we do each week on Tuesdays at noon Eastern. And we've got a great show lined up for you today. We've got my co-host, Rhonda Del Baccio, the story lady herself, on with us. Hello, Rhonda.
Well, hey there, Gina.
How are you? Are you there, Rhonda? Rhonda? Are you there, Rhonda? Well, I can see you in the dashboard. I don't know why we can't hear you. You were breaking up a little bit there for a minute. Why don't you try calling back in, Rhonda, and I'll get you unmuted the minute you do. I will watch for Rhonda. Hopefully it's not me that's having the technical issue. Mike, are you there as well?
Yes, I'm here. Can you hear me?
I can, so at least it's not me. Well, let's give Rhonda another minute to try to get back in here while I do a very bad job of introducing our guest. Let's see if this is Rhonda.
Hello there.
There you are. I'm going to hang up on your first call and only leave you on here in the second call. Is that okay?
Oh, yeah, of course.
Good. So hello, Rhonda.
Anyway, you couldn't hear me. I just hate when that happens because I was here. I'm ready. I'm excited. I'm just fired up about today's show. And I love how our guest has taken, first of all, his original extremely successful career and has spun other opportunities out of his accomplishments and has really taken his story to a new level. And I just absolutely love that.
Ever since you told me about his book, When Life Gives You Lemons, Throw 'Em Back, last week, I have been out looking at some of what he's done out there and checking out the book, and wow, what a great story.
Yeah, it really is. It really is. And, you know, and first of all, to be so accomplished in a really tough field, I mean, my parents were performers and not in Hollywood or anything, but even, you know, it's tough no matter what. And our guest has been in a whole bunch of TV shows and movies, and we'll get to that in just a second. So he's had a really tough first career, and he's managed to be successful in it for over two decades.
Wow. And, you know, this weekend I attended an event from Nitro Marketing that was called Journey to Enlightened Entrepreneur. And this event was just incredible. I got to walk on fire. It was just the most amazing 4.5 days I've ever spent. I cannot say enough awesome things about
wow.
the event.
I've always wanted to do
it. It was certainly on what I call my bucket list, my long-term goals that I've always wanted to achieve before I died. And as you know, I have no feeling in my legs and feet. So I had expected that it would be one of the things that I simply wouldn't be able to do because of the danger of walking on fire when you have no feeling in your legs and feet. Don went to great lengths to do a modified firewalk just for me. So it was shorter than normal, And immediately after getting off of the 600-degree cold, he had a cold water stream ready to wash my feet off so that I couldn't get hurt. He had an EMT standing by just in case. And
wow.
What an incredible experience. If it weren't for Don doing modifications to a typical firewalk for me, I wouldn't have been able to participate. And it was just an incredible experience to know that you can do that. Is just amazing.
Mm-hmm. Wow. That's remarkable.
That,
I'm glad you had that experience.
And really, that to me is the message behind Mike's new book, When Life Gives You Lemons, Throw Them Back.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, he's not even talking about making lemonade out of them. Just get rid of them. Just throw them back. I love that. Let me go ahead and give our wonderful guest his proper introduction, as I'm just so excited to have. I'm very excited to have Mike Panewski on our show today, and it's just fabulous. So he's been a successful actor, as I mentioned, for over 20 years. And he's worked with some of the biggest stars in Hollywood, people that you've heard of, like Denzel Washington and Tom Hanks, Mel Brooks, yes, Spaceballs is one of his movies, Gene Hackman, and just dozens and dozens of other people. He has appeared in almost 40 movies. And
wow.
I mean, I didn't even know there were that many. I was looking at his credits, but God, you know, if you look at his credits, if I had to read all his credits, we'd be here till the end of the show just reading his acting credits. But yeah, he's been in more than 40 movies, Miami Vice, and he's been in The Stroke of Genius, The Clearing, Runaway Jury, which I love that movie, A Time
oh,
to
I
Kill.
Do too. Oh, another one of my favorites.
Yeah, I like that one too, and Beverly Hills Cop, and all kinds of TV shows that he has been, CSI, he's been CSI Miami, Law and Order, ER, you know, just all kinds of different television shows. 21 Jump Street, I know, was in there, and just a whole bunch of others. So he's very accomplished in that. He's one of those people you go, gosh, I'm sure I've seen him in something else. And when you look and see who it is, like, well, yeah, of course I have. He's been all over the place. So, so and here's what's great about his situation. So the chances of anybody making it in the realm of acting, be it Hollywood or on stage or and whatever, it's really, really, really tough. It's one of the toughest things that there is to make it and make a solid career. And, you know, there's a lot of, it's kind of the joke of that the real career of actors is to be waiters and waitresses because that's what so many of them do. So to make it is really amazing. And the thing that I'm excited to find out more about is how he's transformed what he does as an actor and has realized that there is a system for success behind it, and that's what he brings to the table in his website, acttowin.com, and, of course, his new book, When Life Gives You Lemons, Throw Them Back. So welcome to Mike Panewski. We're excited and ecstatic to have you here on Relationship Marketing 101.
Oh, thank you very much.
Mike.
Listening to you ladies is good for my ego. I really appreciate all the kind words.
Are your accomplishments?
Well, you know, sometimes when you're in the moment and when you're in the game and you're just doing what you do, you don't necessarily take a step back and sort of gather in the totality of what you've done. But, you know, once in a while, when you hear it like that, it feels really good. I really appreciate all that. Thank you.
Oh, that's wonderful. So, Mike, I am really excited to have you share, and I love the fact that you've really made this crossover. But one thing I would love to start with today is, as you look back at your acting career, just that piece of it, before we get into the, you know, the coaching and the other types of things, what are some key moments that really showed you the success principles that you later have turned into your coaching and your book and everything else?
Well, I think one of the first things that I learned very early on was that you have, whatever it is that you decide to pursue, you have to do what you love. I started out in college studying sports medicine because that's at the time where I thought I wanted to go, and it seemed like a pretty responsible career choice because there seemed to be a real future in that. I didn't end up doing too well and sort of had to make a choice as to where I wanted to go with my life, and went through a period where I had to do some real soul-searching about what was my thing, what was my niche, what was my calling about what I wanted to be in life. And I had come to a couple of very important decisions. First of all, I decided that it was more important for me to do something that made me happy and it was fulfilling, not just necessarily something I knew I could make money at. I sort of felt that if I found the thing that really lit my fire and made me happy, I'd figure out a way to make a living. And then from that came the idea that, you know, the most important thing is you got to find what you love to do more than anything in the world. You'd even do it for free because you just love to do it. And I wanted to have that kind of career and not just have a job. And that's when I came back to the acting thing. I dabbled in it in high school, and for some reason at this moment where I was kind of vulnerable and sort of really trying to find out where my niche was in life, it just kept popping up. And I decided to take the leap. You know, I changed my major to theater and got deeply involved in the drama department. And honestly, from then on, it's just everything's gone uphill ever since. I really feel like this is what I was meant to do. And over the years, as you said, it's a very difficult way to make a living. And even for those of us that work, you know, we still have our ups and downs. But through it all, what's always kept me going is just that drive that I just love to do it. I love everything about it, and I still do. And it's still fun, and it's still exciting. And in spite of whatever difficulties come along, I'm still motivated and driven because I believe it's where I was meant to be.
I love that you still find it fun after 20 years.
You know, I think in a lot of ways it's even more fun. In a lot of ways it's even more fun now, because I think one of the things that happens when you get older is you get even more comfortable in your own skin. And so you allow yourself even more joy from what you do, because the idea of worrying too much about what other people think doesn't matter as much anymore. You just really want to do something that has meaning and that's fun. Because life should be fun,
right.
And especially when you're at a career that, you know, requires this kind of commitment and diligence and hard work, you know, you better be having fun, and otherwise it's a lot of energy to put out if you're not. So, I'm having a great time, and I'm incredibly grateful.
Gina, does that sound familiar, this whole part about passion and wanting to have the passion so that you don't mind the hard work because you're loving it?
Oh, does it ever.
We teach that all the time, Mike.
If you're not following your passion, you're really missing the boat, that's for sure.
Well, I think you're definitely missing the opportunity to make the best of yourself, because ultimately when you find that thing, it without even thinking about it, it drives you to bring out the very best in yourself, because you're motivated from a place that is personal, that is deep, and encompasses just everything you have to offer. And so I think that once you find that, you really allow yourself to fulfill, you know, as people say, you fulfill your destiny, because all of your talents and the best part of you bubble up and you put it into what you're doing.
Absolutely. And you know, life is too short to live your life in a way that isn't about following your passion. Everything feels more like effort and work when you're not following your passion, and when you're not really living your life on purpose in a way that's going to fulfill you. If you follow your passion, you're almost always going to find that your life, it feels more fulfilled. And it will be a lot less like work. It will be a lot more like fun.
Absolutely. And I think especially now during the tough times that we're in, I get a sense from a lot of people that I talk to that they're looking for some deeper meaning in what they do. I think a lot of people have gotten caught up in just trying to find a job to make the kind of living that they want but as far as any sort of deep sense of fulfillment and purpose, it's just not there. And I think that as we all sort of have to reevaluate due to the circumstances, that purpose and intention and that deeper level of fulfillment is even more a priority now during these tough times than it's ever been.
Yeah, I would definitely agree with that.
Right.
So go ahead,
and
Linda.
The other thing is, too, you know, I mean, I believe seriously, Mike, I'm always teaching people that the reason that you have the passion that you do and this irresistible, insatiable drive, for you it's acting, for other people it's whatever it is for your particular, you know, that drives you to do what you do. You have that because you're meant to express it, because otherwise you wouldn't have the passion for it. So to deny what is so compelling to you and to try to stuff that or say, well, that's not practical or I shouldn't do that or, you know, that'll never work or whatever, really denies the very essence of who you are.
Yeah, I think a lot of times we get caught up in expectations, the expectations that other people have for us, the expectations of the culture on how we're supposed to, in quotes, pursue our life. And what gets lost is the idea of living your own truth. And ultimately, I think that is a key component toward finding happiness and fulfillment, is that you're living true to yourself. And finding that passion that you use to express in a career or in a calling in your life is at the very core of the truth of who you are. And if you're not able to get in touch with that and really live that, then you're right. It becomes every day is an effort. You know, getting out of bed is just such a chore, because there's nothing from deep within, from who you really are and what your truth is, that's firing you up and getting you excited for the day.
Right. Absolutely. Now, you discovered somewhere along the way, Mike, you kind of created your system, and you have then turned that into another income stream and another way to touch lives, and in probably a much more personal way, in the fact that if you're on the screen, people may be, you know, they're affected by what you do, they like your work or whatever, but it's very different than when you're speaking to a group or coaching. So I'd love for you to share a little bit about how you created your system that you teach, and that's the simple three steps that you have discovered, and how you take exactly what you do in acting and transfer it to other areas of your life.
Well, for a long time, while I've been an actor, I taught an acting class and enjoyed that very much. And the three steps that I have on my website is the foundation of what I taught in acting class. But what I found as I got toward the later stages of when I was doing that was I realized that these principles about performance had more to do with life than just acting. There was more here than even what I was teaching to these kids in acting class. And so what I started to do is I started to draw it out in a broader perspective, the idea of, you know, what's going on in the scene, what do you want, and what are you doing to get it? I mean, you look at that from an acting point of view, but if you back it out, I mean, that's what that is acting with intention in anything, not just in creating a character for film or TV, but that's acting with intention of everything you do. And so, again, you know, I have this idea of going out and speaking to groups, you know, on a larger level beyond acting class. And I originally started in a place where, you know, I tried to come up with theories that sounded a lot like what everybody else was talking about. But it always kept going back to just the simple basic stuff that I always knew and that I always taught in acting class. And eventually what I did was I just went to that, because, again, that's my truth. I mean, that's where I come from, and it's a simple thing that has been very effective for me. It's been effective for the kids I taught in acting class, and now it's been very effective for people in many different occupations, where you take these three basic simple ideas, and if you work that into the way you perform and you behave and you make choices every day, then you'll be acting with purpose and intention that's designed to focus you on your goals and put your energy in the most productive place. And then going to the book, you know, the book, When Life Gives You Lemons, Throw 'Em Back, is basically about overcoming the obstacles in your life. And, you know, I believe that actors are the most rejected people on the planet because most of us can't make a living. And so we deal with obstacles all the time. And basically what I did with the book is to sort of, again, draw that out a little farther and demonstrate how there really is no obstacle you can't overcome. One of the basic tenets that I learned as an actor was that, you know, with focus and technique and acting with purpose, there's nothing I can't do, absolutely nothing I can't do. And I've just translated that, you know, in a broader context by in the book, for example, demonstrating how there really isn't any obstacle you can't overcome. And the idea of throwing them back is that you don't have to take it. You don't have to settle for it. I know that the common expression is, when life gives you lemons, make lemonade. And there's some truth in that because you have to play with the hand you're dealt. But my thing is in some ways, I feel like making lemonade is almost settling for what you got instead of understanding that you have the power to create the kind of life and the career and the sense of happiness and fulfillment that you want for yourself. That power is there for you no matter what happens, and that there are ways and there are techniques and there are ideas that you can use to overcome any obstacle that comes your way and empower yourself to continue to act with purpose and intention to get what you want.
Well, I think you come from a perfect example of that. With acting, you have to essentially become somebody else for the duration of that role, have their motivations, their hopes and fears and desires and whatever of the character that you're playing. And so you're really transferring that to life. And really, for both Gina and myself, I mean, I happen to love what you're saying about throw them back. And we talk a lot about on the show about just getting rid of any negativity in your life and not only overcoming the obstacles, but simply putting yourself in the place where there is nothing that can touch you. And that really seems to be a lot of what you're talking about with when life gives you lemons, throw them back.
Exactly. And you know, even though, you know, my idea of using techniques from acting to help people's performance, I still do it in a way that helps people operate from their own sense of truth. The difference, like you said, when we play characters in the projects that we do, we're living out somebody else's story, whereas what I've done with these techniques is help them to embellish your own story so that you can use these ideas to create your own ultimate performance and that you're living with purpose and intention and you know, creating the life you want and using the gifts and the talents and the passion that all of us innately have for the best good you can find for yourself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that difference between telling your own story. You know, and I, of course, you don't know me very well, Mike, but I'm known as the story lady. So a lot of what I help people understand is how you create the story of your own life. So in a sense, it may feel like acting at times because you're taking on the you that you're becoming. You're not taking on someone else's hopes and fears, but you're taking on your life as you wish it to be and as you create it to be and as you choose it to be. So I really love what you're saying about your book and living in your own story and creating what you want so that you've taken the acting as someone else to acting as truly yourself.
Yeah, and you know, it's interesting with some of the people that I've talked to and that I work with that the most uncomfortable thing for them is to be who they truly are. It's more comfortable in some circumstances for them to continue to live this creation based on others' expectations or what they're supposed to do. And what's most awkward and uncomfortable is when they're just living their own truth. And it's sort of exciting to help people get past that because ultimately, once you can cross that threshold where your own truth and creating your own story becomes the place that's most real and most comfortable for you, you really see just all the lights go off and people just get excited and empowered and ultimately discover, you know, the power that they have to do things that they never knew they had.
Yeah. That's a big deal for sure. And so a lot of our listeners are probably going, okay, this all sounds great, but so how do I use this? What do I need to do? Do we have a process that can help them?
How do you mean, how do you use this?
So if they really want to do what you're suggesting, follow their passion and whatnot, how do they even know what that is? I have a number of students who really don't even know what their passion is.
Well, that's going to require a little bit of time and effort, but honestly, I think that if they'll just sit back, and what I tell people to do is sort of make a list of the things that you like to do. Just the thing you like to do. Don't think about your work or career necessarily, but what do you enjoy? What gets you excited? What are your hobbies? And sort of make a list of those things and find out within that list, you know, is there something in there that, you know, if I could just devote my time to do that, if I didn't have to worry about paying my bills or making money, if there was something in there that was exciting enough that I could take that ball and run with it, what would that be? I think that, interestingly enough, it's those ideas of what your passion is are closer to you than you even think. If you just take that time to stop and allow yourself to say, what do I enjoy? Take away what people think I have to do. What do I like to do? I mean, some people like to collect baseball cards. Some people like to make pottery or artwork. Some people like to write. Some people are just fascinated with technology and the Internet and computers. But somehow, you know, all those things haven't translated into a career yet. If you just take a step back and try to operate in a place where you're just doing what you like to do, whatever you enjoy, whatever brings you pleasure, something where if nobody would ever have to tell you to get excited and go up and do this because it's just something that you love, what would that be? And then you just sort of drill it down and see where the opportunities might be for yourself to expand on that and maybe eventually build a career out of it. But it all begins with allowing yourself, and it's kind of frustrating for me sometimes where people don't necessarily allow themselves to not only experience just those things that bring them pleasure, but to sort of make the choice to make those a priority in their life, because they're constantly having to do things to churn the machine and try to make a living and do what's expected of them, that they completely forget this part where you experience the fulfillment and the joy that life is supposed to be anyway.
That makes sense. And as an actor, you know how to get into different roles because you're trained in it. And you're really getting into this role that you're playing in your life. Is there a technique that someone could use to do that?
Well, what I use to tell people and teach people how to do that are the three basic principles that I have of Act to Win, which is, first of all, define the moment. This is, as an acting principle, is basically trying to decide what's going on in the scene, what's the reality that you're supposed to deal with, and be really clear about that and know what's real about it, who the principles are in it, what are the details about time and place and anything that's essential to understanding where it is you're at, and then decide what do you want, a basic intention, some sort of objective that's drilled down into an active verb that creates movement, that creates action. A lot of people, you can ask them, what do you want? And you'll get a 2 or 3 paragraph answer that's basically an intellectualization of what they're probably supposed to want. And then what I kind of do is cut through that and decide, now, what is it you want? I mean, do you want to succeed? You want to be loved? What is it at a real basic human need kind of level that you really want? Do you want to have purpose and meaning? I mean, do you want to empower other people? What is it? And so sort of drill down into something that becomes an intention, not an intellectualization. That's something I learned very early on as an actor, that, you know, people don't pay money to watch actors think. They want to see action and behavior. That's what drives a story. So in our life, it's that action and behavior that creates the legacy of our life. It's not what we're thinking about. It's what we're doing. It's all rooted on what we're doing or what we're not doing. So the idea to get people to make choices and act with intention, you have to define what it is you want in that very essential, simple, active verb. And then the third thing would be, what are you doing to get it? What are you willing to do to get it? And again, drill those down into active, intensive verbs that create action, that create movement. But stay away from the intellectualization. What I'm trying to do is get to the root, get to that deep place where you find that passion and that fire in people. And that's where it's not about thought. It's not about some sort of a collection of intellectualizations in your head, but it's about that basic place where you feel appreciated, where you feel excited, where you feel joyful, and that really sets your life on fire. That's where I'm trying to get with people. And so I try to drill it down into those three simple basic things and get people to create that habit of, as they move forward through their life and in their day and their relationships and their career, that they act with intention like that. And so it's precise, and it is all rooted in the truth of who they are.
Well, that's beautiful. Can you give us an example of that so that someone could better understand how to apply what you've just shared?
I'm trying to think of an example.
Maybe Rhonda can help us come up with one.
I'm sorry?
Maybe Rhonda can help us come up with one. She's good at that.
Well, I'm trying to think of some people that I've worked with. I know that there's a young lady that I'm working with now who is very successful in the corporate world, but has always had this dream and a goal of creating her own short film. And so basically what I've done in helping coaching her is trying to find that balance between being true to the career that she has and doing that work which supports her family, but also developing that place where she's working with her creative energies to tell the story that she's always wanted to tell. And so we've gone through these steps where we sort of lay out an action plan about what she's after with this and how do we make it happen. And then all along the way, we basically follow those three steps from the very beginning in developing a story and developing a scope of what she exactly wants to do, and then creating the material as well as creating the situation that will allow her to make her film by putting, you know, a production team together, et cetera. And now we're at the point where she's just about finished with the script and about to go to a place where she's going to do her first table reading, sort of to get a feel for it and to hear it and sort of let actors start to begin to work with it. And then now it's at the same time is on a path to start putting her production team together. But basically what it is you know, in the coaching that I do, as much as I want to help people through the issues that they already have with the choices that they're making and all, I want to find and help people find those places where they use their passion and they want to develop it in a way that's productive and that they achieve goals and dreams that are related to that. So in this case, we've sort of worked those parallel tracks where the coaching is supporting her career and what she's doing, but all with the intention of ultimately her fulfilling this ambition that she has of creating this film. And it's all based on the stuff that I just explained to you.
Pretty cool. Rhonda, I'll let you jump in here again.
Yes, I'm sorry. I was just dealing with a delivery. I like that. So what you were talking about, I think, is really important because, I mean, we all know that the fact of the matter is that while you're finding the passion and living it and creating the new life, one still does have the necessities of paying the bills, putting food on the table, and whatever. So, you know, it's not like you're talking about just throw everything away and go for it or whatever. But I love how you're talking about the actions. When I was in a high school drama class, my very wacky teacher, used to talk about the difference between really acting, really getting into the role, and acting as though. And what she was talking about, Mike, was basically what you were saying a few minutes ago about that people aren't wanting to watch actors think about something. They're wanting to see the action and how those thoughts and feelings and et cetera translate into a person's actions. And that is just as true for any of the budding entrepreneurs that that we serve here on Relationship Marketing 101 and in our own businesses. A lot of times people are having trouble stepping into the voice of the expert and having trouble feeling okay with, yes, this is the space that in which I am going to play and to create something new. So that, you know, I think that's just really powerful what you were saying. So for somebody who is in that space of, okay, if they assuming they figured out what their passion is and they are going after, you know, bringing that passion into fruition in their life by starting a business or whatever have you, and yet they're feeling this tug of, well, am I really supposed to do this? Is this really going to work? And they start getting some of those doubts. How do you help somebody to work through that so that they can really be in that authentic place of their passion and their actions?
There's a lot of ways to do that. Oftentimes it depends on what that doubt or fear is and where it's coming from. You know, it's really interesting because, you know, one of the things about being an actor that I really love is it keeps you in touch with the kid in you. And, you know, back when we were kids, it was interesting. When we wanted to do something or we had a dream to do something, we didn't think about how it was going to go wrong. We just did it. And, you know, we suffered the consequences if it didn't work, or we had fun when it worked. But we didn't go through this whole intellectual process of worrying about how it wouldn't turn out. And then somehow, you know, as we grow up, life puts all these expectations on you and creates a situation where you become afraid of stuff that oftentimes really isn't real. And so one of the first things that I do when people decide where they want to go, initially it's not going to be comfortable, and just innately as human beings, we see the negative before we see what's possible, is that I try to drill down where this is coming from and whether it's real or not. And when it's not real, when it's, you know, there's the anagram for fear of false evidence appearing real. It's pretty easy to drill through that and say, look, what's holding you back here doesn't exist. This is a what if. But there's also other what ifs. And this is where I guess as an actor, you know, I always believed that in spite of all the odds that I wouldn't succeed, I just knew it would happen. And it wasn't conceit. It wasn't arrogance. I wasn't fooling myself. I just believed. And I think that once you get to that place where you are really committed to this idea of living a passionate life and living your own truth, that eventually you work to that place where you see the positive before the negative. You see what's possible before you see what's not. And that's where I really work to try to get people to go, is that their focus is on what's possible, not what could go wrong, but what they can do. And because stuff's going to happen along the way. That's part of life. But you just got to keep your eyes high, and you got to stay focused on the goal. You got to stay faithful to yourself and believe in your ability. And you got to work through the things that are real and the things that are not. And the other thing that is tough for people is this whole idea of expectations. A lot of us grow up where, you know, people that around us sort of put sort of expectations on what we're supposed to do or what we're supposed to become, how we're supposed to behave. Certain people's social circles put expectations on what sort of choices they're supposed to make with their career because that's what you do. And that doesn't necessarily support somebody's truth. And so I try to help people cultivate through that, in that if you're now circled with a so-called support system that isn't supporting your own truth, you got to change that. You got to surround yourself with people who support the best of you, not what they think you should do, but support what you think you should do. Support your own truth. You know, I told somebody recently, you can't change the people around you, but you can always change the people you're around. And we have to remember that you can't get bogged down in the expectations of other people Because if that doesn't support your own truth, all that's going to do is hold you back from your ultimate fulfillment. So in terms of those kind of things and the fears and the doubts that come up, that's what I try to do. And what you want to do a little bit over time is you want to replace that doubt with possibility. Mm-hmm. And you've got to always focus on the good things and what will happen when it succeeds. And there's going to be bumps in the road. It happens. But believe me, if you always focus on the little bumps in the road, nobody'd get anywhere.
Right. Well, I just call those speed bumps, and you know you just keep going past those, right?
Absolutely.
Before we go on, let me just remind people where they can find you, because sometimes we get so into the cool conversation, and I need to do that. So let me just remind people, Gina, and then we can go on. We are talking on Relationship Marketing 101 here. We're talking with Mike Panewski, who is a veteran, very successful actor, an author of the new book, When Life Gives You Lemons, Throw 'Em Back, which you can click on Amazon Kindle link on our show, or you can get this fabulous package that includes the ebook, the audio, and several other bonuses, including one from John Hericharan, who's been on our show. And that is going to be at asktsl.com/lemons, ask, A-S-K, T like the, S like story, L like lady, .com/lemons. And his website is acttowin.com, acttowin.com. So now we've done that, we can get back into the great conversation, and I neglected to open the chat, Gina. I don't know if you have or
I
not.
I do have it open.
And, good for you. Okay.
For anyone who has questions that you'd like to have Mike answer live on the show, feel free to just ask them in the chat, and we will make sure that Mike gets them answered.
Uh-huh. So I got a question from one of my subscribers that they wanted me to ask during the show. And so this is from Sarah. It's not in the chat, but she asked me in an email when I was telling people about the show. And she wanted to know if there is any particular role that you've played where you thought you would kind of like to be like that person and maybe try to adopt a little bit of that personality.
Well, you know, I think as actors, we use a little part of ourselves in all the roles that we play.
Mm-hmm.
I know that it varies. When I was younger, it was different. As I get older, it's changes still. I think that the important thing for me, it's not as if there's really any one role, but I know that one of the exciting things for me as I sort of move along in this business is being able to find quality material and work with good people. I know that it as actors, it's a very giving profession, and I know that one of the more fulfilling things that I've always had happen to me is when you're working with a bunch of people that are just as dedicated and just as committed, and they're passionate about what they do, and it's good material, and it's a good working environment, and that you can really get in there and focus on giving your absolute best to the project. And I have been very fortunate in my business that I've worked with a lot of really, really wonderful people who have supported a good work environment, and they're professionals, and they treated me great. And I think as a result, it's enabled me to do my best work. When you're surrounded with circumstances like that, it brings out the best in everybody, and it's been a real benefit for me.
Excellent. Well, thank you for asking. Thank you for answering Sarah's question. Excuse me. Apparently,
sure.
I need my tongue washed.
Okay. Just
wash my tongue. Can't do a thing with it.
And the roosters and other animals are being awful quiet today, Wanda.
You know, I don't know what it is. See, Mike, I live on some acreage, and we raise chickens. And generally during the show, one of the roosters comes and sings straight into the window because I guess he wants to be an international radio star. And he just hasn't shown up today, so I don't know why that is, but maybe he will yet make an appearance And Fritzy hasn't said much either, and oftentimes my cat chimes in too, so we never quite know. It's sort of a multi-species show here most of the time.
Well, Billy's still in bed, and Fritz is back there with him, but I imagine as soon as the two of them wake up, we will definitely hear from Fritz today.
Ah, okay. Excellent. So, no, and I love what you're saying, Mike, about this, the quality people that you've been able to work with and what that's meant to you. I think that's really key. Gina, I'm sure you do, too, as we talk so much about just being around great people, cultivating relationships, of course, of necessity. You're going to cultivate them with people who are awesome, who are worthy people.
I do think that's absolutely essential.
Yeah, and I have, you know, I have a terrific team of agents and people who support me who are terrific, and you know, I could not be happier with who they are as people as well as their talent and their skill in working with me, and it's been great. You know, I have a unique situation where I live in Atlanta and travel all over the country basically to work. And fortunately have people that are willing to do that and work with me like that, and it's been great. And, you know, it's interesting, a lot of the people that I've worked with, one of the stories that I don't know that people talk about enough about people, actors, very successful actors, is that these are people who have a really strong work ethic, and they're dedicated craftspeople who have put a lot of hard work and effort into excelling in an industry which is very, very difficult to succeed, and there's a lot of great stories and a lot of stuff to be learned about how they formulated a tactics and a plan to get where they are and what their priorities are, and you know, I've been really impressed with the fact that they're good quality people. That, you know, we talk a lot about, most of the news about actors is very celebrity driven and mostly salacious and all that, but
right.
I tell you, the ones that really succeed and have long-term careers and continue to do really high-quality work, they're really good, solid individuals who operate with a real strong set of values and principles that continue to make them viable and relevant in their craft.
Yeah, and, you know, it's just a downside of the media that you tend to hear about, as you say, I love the word salacious. You talk about the salacious people doing all their little nefarious activities and precious little about all the great things that many actors are actually doing, tremendous humanitarian works, and even beyond those sort of heroic efforts, just the amount of work ethic, as you say, that goes into being a professional in that area. So I don't think we hear enough about that. It's really fun to be able to celebrate that. And Gina and I always tell you, don't watch the news. It's just too negative. So be have good news around you and great people who are making things happen in their lives.
Yeah, I run into a lot of people who ask me questions about stories they've heard about certain actors, and I can tell you firsthand that a lot of the stuff that people hear about or read about in the press is at best exaggerated, at worst it's not true at all, because that's the kind of stuff that sells papers and gets attention and sells advertising, because really the majority of people that I work with, and not just the actors, but crew and producers and people who work behind the camera, I mean, they're good, high-quality, integrity people who are committed to do their very best work in very often very high pressure situations, and they're really operating from a place where they're doing something that they love to do, and they give a lot of hard work and effort to it, and I'm always impressed with the people that I meet and the people I get to be around. It's a wonderful environment, and it really supports the kind of stuff that I want to do.
Great. That's great. I do have the chat open. We've got a few people in there, so if you guys have questions for Mike, please just let us know, and we will gladly get them answered on the show.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to make sure that everybody knew that.
Absolutely. It's a good thing to remind people. So we have the chat open, and Mike's website is acttowin.com, where you can find out about his system. And I was just putting out another tweet, so if I sounded a little out there for a second, I was just making sure I had spelled everything correctly. So I've been posting tweets and things during the show as well, and we're glad to have everybody here. Do join in the chat and put up questions that you have. So
that a reminder. Why don't you tell us a little more about the book, Mike, When Life Gives You Lemons, Throw Them Back.
It's something that I've worked on for the last couple of years. It's a collection of essays that basically deals with a wide variety of different types of obstacles that we deal with, and everything from things that happen to us to sort of obstacles that we create for ourselves, breaking bad habits, things like that. And basically what I tried to do with this is I wanted it to be something that you could always use as a reference, something where you could pop into a certain chapter that dealt with time management or overcoming a bad attitude or different ways to look at the obstacles that come into your life and building a legacy for yourself and all of these kind of things. And that you could come in and since the essays are relatively short, you could take the lesson and use it right away. I really wanted it to be a book where you could only read maybe 10 or 20 pages and come away with some tools that you could start using right away and start improving your situation and start putting you on track to living that sense of truth and purpose that we all hope we try to achieve. So, and I try to do it in an entertaining way. I hope it's a little bit funny once in a while and self-effacing, and I certainly don't take myself too seriously because I poked fun at myself in there enough as well. So I think that what I was hoping to do was create something that was useful, number one, and entertaining, and then also that you could come back to and refer to as you needed it.
Wow, sounds like a fabulous book. I know I personally want to read it. It sounds like a book that I will really enjoy.
Yes. It is available in a couple of places. One is through Amazon Kindle, and that's where I put the book cover graphic up onto the show notes. You can find it through Amazon Kindle. And but at his site, though, you can get the book plus the audio. And, Mike, you're reading that audio book, aren't you, yourself?
Yes, I recorded the whole book in audio format, and you can get that on the website, which is at www.throwembackcom.
Right, so that has the whole package, which has the e-book, the audio book, and you have some other bonuses. One of those is a book by John Hericheran, who is a number one best-selling author and awesome person who has been on our show here. He was on a few months ago. And you have another bonus, which is actually you speaking to a group, isn't it, Mike?
Yes. There's a couple of great bonuses on there. And John Hericheran is a wonderful man. He actually is a neighbor of mine that lives down the street from me. And he was instrumental in helping me craft this book and put it into something that will be really wonderfully useful. And I am very grateful for his support of my project and the work that I'm doing. He's a wonderful man, and I have certainly enjoyed getting to know him, and I enjoy having him as part of my team to support the things that I'm trying to do.
Mm-hmm. He's great. In fact, we're going to be in Atlanta later this year. Maybe we'll try to catch up with both of you while we're down there. There's so many great people.
I would like that. That would be great.
Ah, it would be so much fun. November will be around there. So when we have our dates firmed up and whatever, I'll catch up with you and John and Devon Brown and Jason Ullman and also awesome people that live in the Atlanta area. Mike Wesley.
That sounds great.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it occurs to me as I was looking at the information as I pulled together your bio and different things for the show, and I was looking at your history and experience, and I thought, boy, it really takes a village to have an actor, because I'm seeing all these different people on your team, you know, for for voiceovers and for, you know, an agent and all these different things. So it just is an interesting thing is that you can really see it in the terms of acting the team that's behind you in particular. But I think for all of us, we have a success team. Even if someone's a solopreneur, and in that sense, you know, you're getting these roles or you're doing your coaching or whatever, but you still have that team behind you, and really everybody does. And you really talked about the power of having that team. Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's been incredibly beneficial for me. I think we all have to acknowledge that nobody does anything alone. We certainly weren't meant to be alone, and especially if we're really wanting to achieve tremendous things, we have to be able to bring people in and surround ourselves with people who support that dream, and that dream supports their own ambition. I like the idea of working as a team. I don't treat it as people work for me, because we work as a team, because when we all win, we all win. And so I do my part to make it as easy for the people that I work with to do their job and be the best they can be, and that comes back to me from them as well. And I think that the more we focus on that idea of team, and that we don't have to do it all on our own, and that we really have to find a place where we all can sort of empower each other, even if the idea is to support, you know, my ambition or my career. But in doing so, when other people do that, they use their talents and things that they're good at that empowers their vision and their dreams for what they want to make of their life. And if you can make all of that happen together, that's the ideal situation. And so I've been really fortunate to have people throughout my career who have been a great part of my team and are a big reason why I'm where I'm at.
I think the same is true of pretty much every successful entrepreneur. I don't know of one that got to where they're at on their own. Every single one of them has had a team behind them. I think that says a lot about what it takes to be successful in your own business.
Yeah,
I think one of the lessons that I learned and that I keep hearing from people is that, you know, one of the keys to being successful is not being afraid to ask for help. Because in fact, a friend of mine interviewed former CEO of Coca-Cola, who he asked that simple question, you know, what's the key to success? And his answer was, you know, that your possibility for success is directly equivalent to your willingness to ask for help. And I think that's a really great lesson for all of us, because you know, we're all human, and especially when you're an entrepreneur and it's your idea, you feel like, you know, you're the one that's always got to drive the boat and you're the one that's got to always be behind every initiative. And while you may be the person who's sort of got the idea and is coalescing, you know, all the elements to make it happen, none of us can ever do things on our own, especially if you want to work on any large scale. You have to be able to put together a team that's all focused on that purpose and that supports the goals of everybody, and that team also is empowered to do their best work to support their own ambition at the same time. And so I think that's absolutely essential.
And what that means is that everybody's working from their strengths, right, Mike?
Absolutely. And you find people whose strengths match the need that you have, and that your ambitions are parallel in terms of what you want to achieve, and that the situation you're creating enables people to do the best they can with from where they're at with their own talents, and that by in doing so, you're able to work together and everybody wins.
Yeah, and that's powerful. I think it's part of the American spirit in particular that people come up with it's like almost ingrained in people that you have to be that sort of Lone Ranger type and do your own thing. And it's really counterintuitive and counterproductive to being successful, because as you're talking about, this is just as true for all of us. And Gina, how many times in the past week have you told somebody something along the lines of work from your strength and, you know, get people around you who are strong where you're weak and are weak where you're strong or whatever, and those kinds of things, so that everybody can be working together for great things to happen?
at least 30 to 50 times, I would think, in the last week. I mean, it's that
right.
often that the topic comes up with students and prospective students.
Right. And people trying to do something because they feel that they should, or someone said they have to, or the latest tricky tactic things that they should do, or whatever, and it's not in their strength, it's not in their power, and it takes them away, doesn't it, from who they really are and what they need to do.
Very, very true. And this show is all about relationship marketing. And the way that Rhonda and I teach people to build businesses, it's all about growing relationships that turn into sales. It's kind of like we're getting back to the way we used to do business back in the 1800s and beyond and before, when people didn't just buy products, they bought from a person because of the relationship. I think that's really what you've explained today, Mike, in what you've been talking about, that it's the relationships that come together to cause the success to happen. Would that be accurate?
Absolutely, and you know, and I'm in the people business, and it's absolutely essential where I'm at that you have those personal relationships with people. That, you know, the product that I'm selling as an actor is me, and with that has got to come an understanding that, you know, you've got to be continuously be out there and building your network and communicating with people and staying in touch and finding where places where there's opportunities to build opportunities for me as well as opportunities to help other people, because it, you know, it all comes back around. And I think that, you know, if anything, it's those personal relationships over time where you build that up, and there's a lot of talented actors out there, and I know there are instances where, you know, people bring certain people into a project because they know them, they trust them, and they've worked with them before, and they can rely on them, and that means a lot in any kind of business, and especially in this case where, like I said, it can be high pressure and high stress that you want people around you that you can count on, because, you know, there's a lot of money flying around and supporting this kind of production, and they need to be able to trust people who are going to come through. And I think over the years, I've been able to certainly build up a lot of those relationships, and that's the kind of thing that drives a lot of what I've been able to do over the years.
Excellent.
Good, Rhonda.
Now, and I hear a lot of that in what you're saying, which is just great. And for all of us that really are clients, I mean, the product is us in a lot of ways too, Gina, because what we're talking about is connecting on a human basis, not only through a product, but through the way that you're serving, and that makes the product, in a lot of ways, it makes it you, even alongside of whatever solution that you're giving.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Cool. And I love how you talk a lot about the choices that you make. I see things that come through in following you on Twitter and Facebook and so forth, and you have a lot of things that you say about choices. So share a little bit about the power of that. I know we can gain quite a lot from things that you've already said. But talk a little about the choices and how that's going to affect the experience that people have.
Well, you know, choices is a word that we throw around a lot in acting classes and stuff, and basically related to, you know, when you're trying to act with intention, you have to make a choice on what it is that what's your intent and what you want. And it's what you create in that character is a result of the choices that you make. And so in the work that I do beyond that, I try to get people to have a firmer grasp on understanding the power of the power they have in terms of the choices they make in their life. I think too often, I get people come to me who say, you know, things have happened to me, and they sort of have kind of a victim mentality that it's just the way it is and that there's really nothing I can do about it. Well, but what you don't understand and what I, you know, I don't be accusatory about it is that ultimately the path that you're on in your life is the result of your choices. Now, things are going to happen to us all the time. And, you know, as the saying goes, you can't control what happens to you, but you can always control how you react to it. And what I try to demonstrate to people is the power of making those choices in their life and setting themselves on the path that's happy and fulfilling, or the path that is just what other people expect, or it's the path they feel like they're sort of trapped into, that's a choice that you make. Now, it sounds easy, and I understand that it's not. In many cases, it's very difficult for people to make an opposite choice. But I think one of the things that we initially have to do that is you have to acknowledge that the path you're on in your life is the result of the choices that you make. And so that if you can accept that as being true, then that also means that you can make other choices so that you can then change the path that you're on so that you're happier and more fulfilled. And going back to creating a character in the acting world, understanding that if our goal here is to create a character that lives and breathes and thrives and that serves the story, that's all the result of choices that actor makes in creating those moments and taking that actor through the arc of the story. Well, then you translate that into the real world and understand that you have the same power. You have the same power within the story that you're living to make those choices which are empowering, which are positive, which are fulfilling, which express gratitude, which, you know, are not negative, and they're not victim-like choices, but they're choices that are true to yourself and that you can create what you want. I mean, that's my whole point of writing this book, you know, When Life Gives You Lemons, Throw 'Em Back, is that you have the power to create the life that you want. And unfortunately for most of us, we don't acknowledge that. We feel like, you know, it's all fate and it's all going to happen the way it's going to happen and we have no power. I just strongly disagree. I'm living proof that you have the power. Nobody bestowed on me an acting career. It was not anything that was familiar to my family. I came from a very working-class family. Nobody had any frame of reference for what it meant when I decided that I wanted to be an actor, except all the stories that I'd probably be unemployed a lot. But, you know, the thing is for me is that I found something that I believed in and made those choices to go with it. And where I am today is a direct result of that. So I think that what I try to do is to demonstrate that everybody has the same power. You have the same power to affect the choices in your life that you want. And you just have to acknowledge that and then make sure those choices are positive.
Well, and I talk a lot about positivity and living a life filled with abundant positivity. It's something that I am really passionate about and something that I do in my own life. What you're really saying there is if you really want a positive life, it's about making choices to cause that to happen. And you really control your own destiny. You're the master of it. You design it on purpose.
Right.
By following
Absolutely.
Your passion.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and that's really powerful. And for people that have either Gina or myself as mentors, in it, or Mike, all of us are the same. You, nobody handed us things. We've all had, in different ways, what some people might say would be tough times or tough situations. You know, Gina should be dead by now. I'm mostly blind, and, you know, Mike doesn't come from any special background, but he's been very successful. All of these things, it's so much about what you choose, and so I love that about your message, Mike, because that's often what I'm telling people, and if people start to whine at me, and I say, so you're telling me that you, with, you know, so much going for you, want to let some little technology thing or whatever be a setback, and I go, well, you know, that there's so much that you can do if you choose to. And if a blind person can do it, and if somebody who should be dead can do it, and somebody who had all the odds against them can do it, you've got no excuses. So.
Yeah, and the other thing which I try to get people to acknowledge is that, you know, success And if everything's going well, that rarely ever challenges you to be better and to dig a little deeper. One of the great things that I try to teach people about adversity and about difficulty is that by nature then drives you to try to find a solution, to improve, to make sure you make a better choice next time, or to figure out a way to navigate whatever this difficulty is so you get back on track to where you want to go. And so that, you know, in some ways, you have to be as grateful for the adversity as you are for the success, because both are going to make you better in different ways. But the adversity forces you to dig deeper and to find those places within yourself where you overcome the challenge and you go on and you become even smarter and wiser and better prepared the next time around.
Yes. Absolutely. So I want to remind people where they can find you and where they can find your book and all of those good things. So we like to do that periodically. So your website, and they can hook up with you on all the social networks here as well, would be go over to acttowin.com, acttowin.com. And they'll find you on Twitter. They'll find your Facebook fan page. And I've certainly enjoyed reading your messages that have come across in those areas, and have shared many of them myself with people. So I thank you for that.
And thanks very much. I enjoy doing that a lot.
Yeah, I'm glad it shows, you know, because there's just that real feeling of strength and joy that comes from what you're doing on the networks and really adding value to people and not just adding garbage to people's lives, which seems to be what a lot of folks are doing. So, so I definitely appreciate that.
Much.
Sure. So they can find you at Act to Win. They can find your book. Yes, it's on Amazon Kindle, and you can see the link to it there in the show notes. But for the great package that includes an e-book, the audio book, and several bonuses, and Mike himself reading the audio book, you can go to throwemback.com, throwemback.com. So I wanted to make sure and remind people again how they can find you as they're listening to Relationship Marketing 101 here with us today. And we're coming just a few minutes until the end. I'm always amazed how quickly these shows go, Gina.
I know. Same here, Rhonda.
We have a great guest like you, Mike. It's the time flies, and all of a sudden I look up and go, wow, holy cow. So,
well, thank you very much. This has been a lot of fun. I always enjoy sharing this kind of stuff with people.
I have a funny story I want to share with you. Real quick, we've got a couple more questions for you. Yeah, I just wanted to share this funny story, and Gina, I kind of mentioned this on the radio last week. I had gotten a message, and it was probably either from John or Casper, about your book, and I looked at that link, and I went, oh, I want to have this guy on our show. This is really cool. I'll have to look up his contact information, and then sure enough, I was going to go and send an email to somebody, and I thought, oh, get that in a few minutes and, you know, whatever. So I go back in my email and ping, there comes a message from John, and he says, we want you to have Mike Panisky on your show. So thank you so much, Universe. I appreciate you ever so much. So I sat there and laughed for a couple of minutes. And then, of course, I promptly wrote, you know, a message, both, of course, to you and to John, you know, thanking him for that introduction. But it was just so funny. It was like, wow, asking it is given. Hello. I think that was like a minute and a half, you know. It was really fun.
Oh, great.
So, yeah, I thought you might get a kick out of that. I know what Gina did last week.
That's really
I mentioned. Yeah, I love
that's
it when
really
those things
great.
Happen.
Absolutely, I love when those
this
things
was
happen.
Meant to be.
Yes, it was definitely meant to be.
Absolutely.
I would have had no problem finding your contact information and asking, you know, myself, but it was just so nice having that introduction from somebody that I have so much respect for, and, you know, John is just great. So
one question that I still have is...
I like it very much.
We do as well. One question that I still have is, are you working on any acting projects at the moment?
Yes. I'm in the middle of a couple of things right now. I'm doing a movie for Hallmark with Betty White and Jennifer Love Hewitt, and that's shooting in Atlanta. And I just got a recurring role on the show The Good Wife.
Oh, wow.
I did my first episode last week, and then they told me there's going to be more episodes down the road. So, yeah, things are good right now. And, you know, of course, it's still busy all over, and so I'm auditioning, and, you know, life's good.
That's awesome.
That's great.
Betty White is one of my favorites ever of all times, and she's just tremendous. I'm sure it'll be great working with her. Have you worked with her before?
I have not, but, gosh, I just love her story. I mean, well, what a wonderful thing at that age to have such a resurgence in your career. I just think it's fabulous. It's just so much fun to watch.
Yes. Yeah, she is. It's exciting to see her be, you know, coming back with great things and not all goody-two-shoes kind of roles either. So that was always fun for me, too. So then she's going to be in Atlanta with you. That's great.
Yeah.
Let's see if we can't twist her arm to be a guest on the show, Rhonda.
I was going to say, you know, meeting her is actually on my bucket list. I can show you it for proof. Oh, great. Well,
yeah,
that would be fun to have her on.
She could be a tough cat. I'm sure her dance card's pretty full.
I'm sure it is.
So.
She is doing so many things. And, boy, the movies and the television shows that she has been in lately and all of that and such fun roles that she's been playing.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Well, there's Trippy. Hello. Thank you for chiming in on the show, Miss Trippy Cat.
Tris is still sound asleep. Bill managed to get up and kind of move, but went right back to bed and so did Tris.
That's funny. Well,
they
the rooster sang a little
week.
While ago, but I don't know if it came through or not. So we've had two out of the three so far.
Well,
Mike,
are we going to save the last 5 minutes to talk about the viral video campaign that you're doing, Rhonda?
Yes, we can talk about that, and I want to give Mike a chance before we get to that point.
We've got about 5 minutes left.
About 5 minutes left that we can chat with you. And so I want to make sure that you have a chance to let us know and fill us in on anything else that we hadn't asked you about that you just want to make sure to bring up that you feel is valuable.
Well, you covered a lot of it. You know, I always want to encourage people to, you know, seek me out on Facebook.
Yeah.
And if there's ever anything, that ever have any questions or anything in specific that people want to hear about, I'm always interested in knowing from people out there, you know, what the issues are that they need help with or what they'd like to hear advice about, because, you know, I sort of go on what I feel and what I see or what's in the circle around me, and, you know, it could be something different for other people.
Mm-hmm.
And that also, you know, I also am available to come speak. If somebody has a meeting or a retreat or a conference or something and I need a speaker, always available for that.
Right.
And that's about it right now. I mean, I really have enjoyed the chance to talk to you guys and talk about, you know, a lot of my goals and ideas for writing this book and the work that I do, because I really feel like I have been so blessed and fortunate to have a success in a career that is very difficult and where most people fail.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like that there's a lot of lessons and a lot of perspective that I can share with other people to empower them and to achieve the same kind of success in areas that are important to them. I know that I felt really drawn in the last few years to do what I can to empower other people to achieve the same kind of things. And it's a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
I get a lot of gratitude from it. And like you said earlier, it's a little bit different animal. You know, when I'm an actor and I'm out there working with an ensemble of actors and the script that a writer has written, it's a different thing than if I'm out there on my own talking about my own ideas and my own perspective and my own writings and all that. It's almost a little more frightening for me because it's just me and my material. It's sort of like a stand-up comic. It's just me and my material, and it's very personal. So when I go out there and get the positive response and it seems to resonate and help people, that it's incredibly gratifying.
Well, you know, the interesting thing is you are probably one of four or five successful actors or actresses that I've met in the last couple of years who have all really got a similar message. One of my mentees is an actress by the name of Sarah Madison, who, like you, has appeared in dozens of movies, probably at least a dozen or two TV series, and very similar message. And the way that actors get into the role of their characters really can be used to allow anyone to grow relationships of any kind that can achieve whatever outcome you're looking for. Whether that means you're a real estate professional wanting to sell more houses, whether that means you're a chiropractor wanting to get more patients, whether that means you're an infopreneur wanting to sell more information products. It's the
right.
same
hey, I know
concept
an author
and the
who,
same technique.
Yeah. I know of an author who was terribly shy of doing readings or anything in public. And what he did was he took on a role much like one of his characters, and when he put on that cowboy hat, because he did write westerns, it was very appropriate, when he put on the cowboy hat, he was in this other zone, and he was not fearful at all. And finally he got to the point where he realized that he really didn't need the hat, because if he could do it, it wasn't the hat that made the magic, it was he could just put himself in that space, and it helped him get over his fear in that case.
Absolutely. And so much of what I teach depends on someone getting into the character of an expert. If they don't perceive themselves as an expert in their field, no one else will either. And that's really what they build their business around. So don't downplay what you know from your experience, because it has such wide application to so many different people in so many different ways. I think the tougher thing is to narrow it down to a single audience, to go after one audience at a time, instead of trying to be everything to everybody.
Right. Mike, before you go,
I
do want to know. Go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say that when it comes to sort of accepting yourself as an expert, I think what people really want to hear is that they want to hear your story. They want to hear your story and hear your truth and where you came from and how you got where you are and the things that you had to deal with and in a truthful and meaningful and somewhat entertaining way, because you never know.
In an authentic
who
way.
Yeah, they want to see it authentic, and you never know who that's going to resonate with. I think somehow people hear the word expert and it becomes something that they think is much larger than themselves. And I think that's a mistake, because anybody who can impart information or knowledge or experience or some techniques that can help somebody else, I mean, there's expertise in that that's valuable to other people. But it only comes when you sort of accept that your own experience has value and that all you have to do is just relate that experience in a way that can resonate with other people, and then they take the expert nuggets out of there that they can get to help better themselves.
Absolutely. You said that very, very well.
I love it. Yep. I love it. I love it. I love it. That's great. Are you planning to bring your book into print, physical print, ink on paper?
Yes. It is available in print, and very soon will be available on Amazon.com and BarnesandNoble.com in a paperback version. I do have paperbacks that I have printed that I usually sell in the back of the room when I speak, but very soon, they tell me it's going to be very soon, it will be available for mail order on Amazon.com and BarnesandNoble.com.
Oh, that's great, because your book is the type of thing I think would be great to have on your nightstand. And, you know, for those of us who like a physical book, you can't do that with your – bring your computer to bed with you. Isn't it really that fun sometimes? So it would be great that you have a physical book.
I totally agree.
huge thank you to you.
Yes, thank you so much for being here, Mike. It's been our pleasure having you share your words of wisdom with our audience. And again, Linda, let's tell them where they can get the books when life gives you lemons, throw them back.
That will be at throwemback.com is the site for the book currently as a ebook plus great bonuses. And acttowin.com, acttowin.com. And from there you can hook up with Mike on Facebook and Twitter and all the usual suspects. And it has been an honor and a pleasure, Mike, to have you as our guest on Relationship Marketing. Wow, this is so cool. And time just zooms as usual.
And if we can ever do anything to help you, please don't hesitate to let us know. We'd both be honored to help you in any way we can.
Well, I appreciate that, and the same for me, for you. I'd be happy to help you as well. Thank you so much for having me. I always enjoy this, and you're very gracious with your time. I appreciate it, and maybe down the road we'll do it again.
Sounds like a plan.
You'd love it. Enjoy everything, and I will definitely be keeping in touch. Thanks so much.
Thanks, lady.
Take care,
have a fabulous day.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye now.
So, Rhonda, how are things going with your viral video campaign?
They are moving along. I've been wondering what's going on with Mike and how if his page is up and everything yet. Is he up and running?
His page has been done since around the time that your page was done. And after our show 2 weeks ago, I emailed Doug and said, hey, here's the link to Mike's page in case you didn't get it the first time. Is it up? Is it running? So where's it at? And I have not heard back from him. He's actually on my to-do list this week to see where I can find it. Because Mike hasn't heard from him either, and other than sending him the page, he has no idea what he needs to do next.
Okay, well, this is why I'm really glad I'm making kind of a master file as things come by. So once the page is sent in, the next thing that's supposed to happen is, apparently hasn't happened for him, is that he would get a link to the area where he can go and get all the individual links for his movies.
Doug is usually so on top of that. I really think
Mike
is.
And so
email
and
Doug.
I know he's been dealing
I don't think it's a Doug issue. I think Mike may have missed an email from Doug and just needs it resent.
Now, and that's very possible because Doug usually is really, really on top of it. So, you know, I think we'll just to check in back with him to see what's happening. I know that Doug had been traveling a little bit for a few days and dealing with contract stuff and, you know, a few things.
But I think he's back now.
Yeah,
I'm pretty sure he's back.
Yeah.
And my landing page is done. I need to finish editing it and get it to Doug, which is going to happen tomorrow. But it is ready to go, I think, as soon as I look at it one last time and send it over there. So by next show, I should have my stuff up and running and ready to go so that we can start talking about it as well. And, it's been so frustrating that it's taken me so long to get this done. I've just been so swamped with phone calls and events. I'm looking forward to not having any events until the second week of November. Come the second week of November, let me find the dates. I will be in Atlanta like we talked about last week. And looking forward to hopefully seeing you there as well, Rhonda. That is
around 11th through the 13th, something like that?
Yeah, it's the 12th, 13th, and 14th of November in Atlanta. And the event that weekend is called Everyday Online Entrepreneur. It's an event hosted by my good friend Kevin Wilkie and run by my mentee, friend, and colleague, Don Osborne. You'll find info at askggg.com/EOE. I didn't plan on that coming up because I usually have my computer on mute. FGGG.com/EOE is where you can get all of the details about the next Everyday Online Entrepreneur, which is taking place November 12th to the 14th in Atlanta, Georgia. and should be an awesome event. If you're really struggling to get your business online off the ground, do not miss the last Everyday
right.
Online Entrepreneur of the Year. The next one isn't going to be until February or March, guys. So really.
Right. Yeah, hit that one. If you're new, that is the event to hit. Or if you're struggling or, you know, if you feel like you need a fresh start, whatever, I think that is the thing that will do it for you. And I can't wait to come down there and see. I'm getting this growing list. Now I've got, of course, seeing you and Bill and Fritzy, and then Devon Brown, Jason Oman, Mike Kanewski, John Heritaran, and, of course, meeting Kevin and Nitro guys and Don. I mean, there's all these great people, most of whom living in Atlanta, that I just named a bunch of them, you know, that I cannot wait to see. So probably try
well, you
to
know, why don't we try to get, not try, why don't we plan a dinner for either Thursday the 11th or Monday the
yep.
15th? And get all these great people together, all of our friends together, any of you that join us in Atlanta together, and go have a nice time at one of the local hangouts. I like Cheesecake Factory over there. Maggiano's is over there. All of which would be
ooh,
really
yum.
Convenient. And I think
Thursday,
we can,
one Monday. That's fun. Yeah, no, that would
we
be
can
great.
Easily get a nice little space reserved if we've got 20 or 25 people. At Maggiano's, they'll even give us a private room.
Oh, nice. That would be great.
That
would
be a lot of fun.
On the background.
Yeah,
that
exactly.
Would be well, let's definitely do that, and I'll see what I can do to, I don't know, you know how it is to get people together, but hopefully at least the conference folks, we can manage to do that, and that will be that will be
tomorrow
great.
Tomorrow morning I will make you my first call. Let's get
okay.
on the horn and outline who we want to invite for sure to that
yep.
dinner and get the date nailed down, get invites out through your people and my people, and we will make it happen. And I know Renee Harrington, one of my mentees from AboutSpirit.com, is on this call, and that's a hop, skip, and a jump away from where she's at in Tennessee. So I hope Renee
mm-hmm.
can join us there as well. And a number of my students are from that area.
Yeah, Renee is the spiritual techie guru. She just claimed her expertise recently. It's awesome.
I know. Isn't that awesome?
It's so true. She is great. Yeah, AboutSpirit.com is great. And I've been playing over there a little bit and serving people, and it's a lot of fun. So, wow, what fabulous people. And as far as the movies, back to that because we got a little sidetracked, but what I'm really doing a lot of is, and I need to do some more of it, I've just been a little swamped with things lately, but is going into Facebook and Twitter and places like that and just finding certain people and sharing the link to one of the inspirational movies. Of course, I've been putting some of them on the blog and will continue to do all of them. I just didn't want to do them all at once. And really telling a story. One of the ways I used the Acres of Diamonds in a blog post was I talked about how that this particular story was used back in the late 1800s to fund a university to the tune of $6 million in donations before the Internet, before all of this technology that we have now. It's an incredible story, and then leading, of course, up to the viral video itself. So it, to me, in a blog post, it's really fun to find something interesting to connect that movie with people's lives and something that they can really use that causes them to want to see that movie. And I was real excited that I got them to make bigger share buttons and just have the Facebook and Twitter, you know, some of the main ones as really big buttons instead of that little button that was so small. For I didn't realize it was there until I ran across it with my speech one day. It was so small. So,
wow.
Now they're bigger and easier to find, and I'm really happy that I had something to do with that for everybody.
Well, why don't you give out the link to where someone can check that out one more time, and then we will call this show done.
Well, I love to send you over to the Acres of Diamonds movie, and it's so true for all of us. And In fact, I just sent it over to Steve Holmes. I said, Steve, I think you're missing some of your diamonds laying all over by you. And I sent him the link to the movie.
Oh,
and that
is awesome.
Yeah. Because he was, I would say he's, you know, Renee and some people are great resources, and sometimes I think he thinks he has to do it alone too much. So the you can find acres of diamonds. If you feel like you're having to do it alone, you really don't, and you really do have riches just lying all around you at your feet. Go over to asktfl.com/acres. Ask, T like the, S like story, L like lady.com/acres, A-C-R-E-S. And you can see the story of acres of diamonds and then start to realize in your own life, what are you overlooking that's right at your feet?
Fantastic. One of the guys that I met this weekend is a guy by the name of Brad who talks about helping people find their heart virtue. Have you ever heard of a heart virtue, Rhonda?
No, I don't think I have.
The concept was created by a guy by the name of Greg Moores, and Bradley is one of the few leaders certified in having the ability to help people find their heart virtue. Your heart virtue is a part of you. DNA is a part of you. And your heart virtue is that thing that you both stand for and are committed to. And there is a very specific process that you use to find your heart virtue. So mine is, I am committed to transformation through relationships. Bill's is, he is committed to unity through compassion. If you think about what I am all about and what you hear me talk about, I really talk about transformation through relationships. That's what I am all about. Everything boils down to that one simple statement. Bradley has agreed to be a guest on our show, as well as to come in and do a call with the students in the bachelor's program to help all of them find their heart virtue. Because I really think if they could find their heart virtue, it will help them so much in uncovering their passion. So I want to make sure when we talk tomorrow morning that I get you in touch with Bradley, because I think it will really be an awesome show.
Oh, my gosh, I cannot wait. Oh, and I do have to give you a couple of quick previews. I know we're running over, but that's okay. Sometimes we do. But in the end of October, we have someone who's a specialist in sponsorship. Her name is Roberta Vick.
Ooh, I can't wait.
Right. In mid-November, we have another actor/producer/director/writer, and his fabulous movie is Do You Want to Dance, which I highly recommend.
I can't wait.
He's coming. Did you get that movie yet, Gina? Because you got to get it. It's so awesome.
I've ordered it, but it's not here yet.
Okay. AskTSL.com/dance is where you find the movie. You can see the trailers and all the good stuff about it, but, I mean, it's just fabulous. Not only is it fabulous dancing and, you know, gorgeous bodies to look at and all those kinds of things, but the message, how one person can change a community through other people as well, is just amazing. So I love that. He will be here. And then next week, we have a fellow who has made a very special type of business card called the Rip Card. I don't know if you've heard of Alf, Gina. He has created this card to make it easier for somebody in a bricks-and-mortar business or a service business not only to get referrals, but to have an easy way of forging joint ventures through using this little business card called the Rip Card.
Ooh, I can't wait. That's going to be a really great show. Thank you for that.
Yeah, he is a lot of fun. I ran across him and just instantly picked up a phone and called him and said, I want you on our show, and he was very amenable to that. So really exciting that he'll be here. So we have fabulous, fabulous people coming up. And I just keep meeting people and inviting them as our guests because they're so amazing. And so it's going to be a good few months here.
Thank you so much, Rhonda. And if I haven't told you about Letters to God lately, if you haven't seen it, it's at Redbox. It's on Netflix. You have got to see Letters to God. When you said, do you want to dance, it reminded me of Letters to God. It's a movie that's all about how a small child makes an impact, and it's based on a true story. Incredibly moving movie, and great message if you think about what it means to really serve someone and to create evangelists. This movie is all about that.
Well, I'm adding it to my instant queue right now on Netflix so I can watch it on my Wii later today. So
fantastic.
That's just moving
well,
it to the top.
Thank you so much, Veronda. What an awesome show today, a wonderful guest. Again, you can find him at throwemback.com, throwemback.com, and acttowin.com. And we will be back next Tuesday at noon Eastern with another great episode of Relationship Marketing 101 here on Blog Talk Radio. Have a fabulous week, everybody. Thanks, Rhonda.
Thank you, Gina. You're awesome, too. Bye-bye, and thanks, everyone.